At Founders Brewing Company, we set out to create a beer that lets you embrace the unconventional. Mortal Bloom is a radiantly beautiful, hazy IPA that will wrap your taste buds with intense citrus and tropical notes of pineapple and mango. Coming in at 6.2% ABV with big aromatics and no bitterness, it's the perfect beer, if we do say so ourselves. Visit foundersbrewing.com to find Mortal Bloom Hazy IPA.
Go spread the word. When you get a fresh, hot McCrispy from McDonald's and you can feel the heat coming through the bag, don't try to wait till you get home. Always respect hot chicken. The McCrispy, only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
In Jeff Lewis's world, there's never a dull moment.
I was in the most extreme pain I have ever experienced in my life.
There is a shortage of older, handicapped, plus-size, white, gay male models.
I've ditched the Tramadol, the Meloxicam, and the hydrocodone.
Whoa. Oh, God.
Jeff Lewis has issues.
Good morning. I'm here with Kelly Dodd, Rick Leventhal, Megan Weaver, and Shane Douglas. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What's good about it?
Yeah, Megan's a little hungover.
So am I.
Oh, God. I think we all are. Yeah. This is kind of the recurring theme of the show, actually.
It's your fault.
It is. It is. I don't know how we spent the kind of money we did last night because nobody really ate.
Nobody ate any food.
I had one slice of pizza. That was it. And he had, I think, a whole.
And I had like.
I feel like I ate a lot.
I had five drinks.
We spent $1,000 on alcohol. Yeah. Is basically what happened last night.
Yeah. Yep,
pretty much.
And I was thinking, because then I obviously you guys, we didn't want you to drive home or whatever, so I put you guys up in a hotel. And then I said to Shane on the way to work today, I'm like, do I make any money from this show, really? At the end of the day, I don't even think so.
I think
it costs me money.
Yeah, but it's worth it.
It is worth it. It's a good time. It
is. It really
is. Thank you for putting us up in the Pendry. Oh, it's beautiful.
I'm sorry about the two double beds.
Yeah.
Shane, why would you do that?
Happen?
I don't have a contact there who I said, hey, our guests are coming, can they have a room? And I said, it's husband and wife, Kelly and Rick, and I don't know. I don't know why he did that. I don't know. Well,
did you guys sleep in the separate beds or the same bed?
I don't know what happened. We were drunk.
First of all, I felt like Ricky and Lucy,
right,
in that room. And then we did go to bed in the same bed, but at some point, Kelly left me, and she went to the other bed.
See, I would do the same.
Now, Kelly, your makeup looks so beautiful today. You must have got up so early
to do it. Did you have glam come?
No, I did it. I had my makeup done yesterday. I still have it on.
Morning at breakfast, I looked at Kelly and I'm like, are you wearing the same makeup you were wearing yesterday? And she's like, totally.
But I learned it from Vicky Gunnelson. I went to Chicago with her. We went, did the what is it called? The outtakes where you try to get advertisers?
Upfronts.
And
outtakes, upfronts, whatever.
Yeah, that. And I was with her for 5 days straight and I'm like, God, your makeup still looks like. She had perfect makeup, never washed it off for 5 days.
The same makeup.
And I was laughing. That's a skill. It was hysterical. And she goes, I just sleep like this. And she's like, you know where I learned that from? And I go, where? She's like, Gretchen.
Oh, Gretchen.
Wow.
Gretchen taught me.
I imagine, because that looks like a process. Like Gretchen wears a lot of makeup. She's a beautiful woman, but she wears a lot of makeup.
Yes.
So I imagine.
You lied still with your head.
That's why I wanted to sleep on my own. I wanted to sleep by myself.
Right.
No. Because I might have messed up your
makeup.
Don't
mess up my face.
Kelly had not seen Ben in a while.
No.
Oh, my God.
Ben walks in and he has lost 30 pounds.
He looks like it.
Now, everybody was complimenting him, like how great he looked. And I still think he's either about to bolt or he's fucking someone else. Because
okay,
you don't lose. You don't get into that kind of shape that quickly.
Honey, have you seen me?
Your hair does look good today.
Thank you.
Yeah.
But
he's
now
doing it for me. And by the way, we're still having a lot of sex. So it's not like he needs to get it somewhere else.
Well, all I can say, everyone was complimenting him except for Kelly. Oh, thank God. You're starting to look like Santa Claus.
I didn't mean to.
But you were very complimentary. You kept telling him how thin he was. He felt he had a good self-esteem boost last night.
I was like, your dick's got
he's
bigger.
Really,
his dick did get better.
He's a nice guy. He's a great guy.
I like him a lot. He likes you guys a lot, too.
So we were, this morning, I was like, God, why am I so hungover? I only had two drinks. But then when you really do the math...
Not do the math, just count.
Yeah, because I said to you.
Probably was like more like five.
That's
and
what
then,
I said to you. I
and then
said
who,
five.
Because we had all ordered like cocktails and then it was glasses of wine. And then who ordered the bottle of wine to top us off?
Kelly.
Was that you?
Well, no, because you wanted a glass, I wanted a glass, and I think
I got one. Yeah,
and you go, and I said, well, it's probably better if we got a bottle. It's
cost effective.
Yeah, I'm just looking out for your cost.
Now, Shane and I had a very long day yesterday. We were up early for radio, then the photo shoot for Amazon. Then we met you guys.
Then we went back and prepped for the show for like an hour at
right.
like 10 o'clock at
yeah,
night.
Yeah, I got news at like 10:30 at night.
So, Shane, what happened? Because then you you went home.
So I was exhausted, and I drive home, and I'm sitting in my parking. I have a tandem parking spot. And
he lives really close, by the way, and he took back roads.
Back roads,
no, and
back
I didn't drink that much, and I ate a lot of dinner, whatever. And I am sitting, and my car is so warm and cozy, and so I just fall asleep outside my apartment in my car. And then I hear like this like banging, and it's the girl I'm tandem with, and she's like, hey, I need you to let me out.
So 11:30 at night, he's asleep in his car in the front of his apartment.
What time did she wake you up?
11:30.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I went home at like.
Where's she going at 11:30?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That's what I'm
booty
call.
Walk of shame.
I'm proud of her.
And by the way,
wow.
Judgy and Mick Judgy over there. I'm just, their faces, like about our story last night.
He was sober by the time he left. Otherwise, I would, because I.
Alyssa, you are
get
really,
an Uber.
Okay. No, he always does.
No, look. Okay, look at all.
He was sober-ish before he left.
Everything I wrote down during that dinner,
yeah.
I had to stay sober.
Yeah.
I was working.
Yeah. So when she moves her car, do you...
car. Okay.
When she moves her car, do you pull in all the way in?
No, because I refuse to park in the back because I don't want to get stuck because I leave so early. So I have to find street parking. It's a whole thing.
Oh, wow.
Now, someone else also was drinking, right? And then you got home
fine.
And what happened?
So I'll just be honest. I was wasted, and I got home, and Shane sent me the news at 10:30.
No, you did not drive, though.
I
we
did
need
not
to point
drive.
That out. You
Ben,
did not
no,
drive.
No, I did not drive. Ben right. drove. So I got home. You sent me the news, Shane, at 10:30. I was like, fuck. I'll just do the news right now, read it, whatever. So I'm sitting in the kitchen. I'm reading the news, and my 15-year-old son walks in to the kitchen to get something to eat without his shirt on.
Well, no, he's 6'3".
Like, he's 6'3",
handsome.
And he's handsome, and he works out every day, and he's just so gorgeous. So I'm sitting there looking at this, and I look up at him, and I go, Bo, you are so hot. He's like, ew, Mom. I think that was his clue that I was, Mommy was a little drunk.
You're like, you came out of me.
I said, you came out of here. He's like, I'm leaving.
Yeah.
I'm leaving. Yeah, that happened.
Well, Kelly, you said, actually... Never thought I would. Well, I don't know why I don't ask you. I think you're a good mom, and I think you gave me some really good advice on the way out last night. So, Monroe was, you know, she goes down to about 8:30, but she was waiting for me, and she's real stubborn. So
I think that's just code. I think you give excuses, like, you know, like I always do that. I can't go because Jolie's at home, or I always
no.
Do
he
things.
Wanted to stay. I could tell.
Oh, you did?
Oh, I wanted to stay. Yeah, and, okay. And actually, when I got home, so she was because remember? Do you remember? I kept saying, "How's my kid? Did my kid go down?"
Yeah,
she
yeah.
go, and Shane was texting Zoila. Still up. And it was like 9 o'clock. I'm like, I got to go because she's not going to sleep. So by the time I got home, she fucking fell asleep. I got to party for another hour.
Yeah. I know. We stayed another like 40 minutes.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
You said to me, I don't know if you probably don't remember, and I can't even believe I remember this, but you said, you know, does she ever sleep with you? And I said, no, she doesn't. Like maybe like 3 or 4 times in 5 years when she's sick. And you said, you know, you should do that. You should do that. And it, you know, it's just going to go by in a flash and you're going to remember these times. So I go home. It's about 11:30 and I hear it in the monitor crying, right? She doesn't feel good. So I go in and I'm trying to comfort her and blowing her nose or whatever. And I'm like, and I thought of you and yeah. I'm like, you want to sleep with daddy tonight? And she just lit up.
Aww.
And then she gave me a list of all the dollies and the pillows and that I had to put into the bed. So I now get her settled. And and she wants water and she wants this and she wants me to blow her nose again, but she doesn't like the regular Kleenex because it's too rough. She wants a warm wet wipe. I had to do all this shit. And I finally fall asleep and I just feel her little hand on my
See?
Arm.
I miss those days.
I do too.
It was
happens
the
in a
cutest
flash.
Thing.
Told you.
But then I had to be like play night nurse and, you know, I basically didn't sleep because I was up. Getting her this and getting her this. But then I fell back asleep. And when I wake up again, her little hand's in my hand.
Aww.
And then this morning, she was like glued to me.
Right.
Like glued.
Yeah.
And I'm like, holy shit, like this was like a really cool bonding
thing. I wish Bo would
thanks
sleep
to Kelly
with me.
Dodd.
Oh my God.
Oh wait, did I say that out loud?
Yes, you did.
Was that my outside voice?
But Jeff, then what happens like when tonight and the next night when she wants to sleep in
daddy's She loves bed. Her room. So yes. I think she doesn't feel good.
Yeah.
But
I mean, couldn't get Julie out of my bed.
But I was kind of thinking like this isn't
Cute.
So bad.
It doesn't
you know?
Last very long.
It doesn't. Yeah. They grow so fast.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, my daughter's going to be 16 in June.
I know.
And let's talk about that because we had a whole conversation.
Yes, we did.
Oh, yeah.
I said, are you buying Jolie a car?
Yeah, the biggest piece of crap for her 16th birthday. I'm not getting her. I'm getting her. I want to find, remember the Griswolds, that station wagon with the green panels on it? I want to find that car. Because I don't think it's like all of Jolie's friends, she goes to Mater Dei.
Yeah.
And all of them have like Cayennes and I mean,
fancy
Aston
cars, yeah.
Like Aston Martin,
BMWs, a terrible choice.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just not going to do that.
Right.
You know, I'm not. She's got to work.
Well, we're not saying an Aston Martin, but
no.
You know.
Well, listen, we both grew up driving pieces
Beaters.
Of crap.
Jalopies.
Beaters, yeah.
Right.
What did you drive?
I had a 1984 Nissan Sentra.
Not
and
bad.
Then
that's
and
not
then,
terrible.
And no. then, well, when I was 16, then I bought myself a Jeep Wrangler.
Nice.
I had a Jeep Wrangler.
Yeah, I did.
What
I
did
bought
you
it
drive?
Myself.
My first car was a hand-me-down Ford Country sedan station wagon, Country
oh,
Squire
shit.
Or whatever station wagon,
yeah.
Green. And then I had a Ford Fairlane, beat up. I had a series of old crappy
so
cars.
So you're thinking you want to start off with some, but why do you have to embarrass her? And
I,
you want to get
I'm, old station
wagon?
I like embarrassing her. I do. I got her a flip phone. I grounded her from her phone because these kids are addicted to these devices, you know, and she got an F in art last semester. Or
art?
Not last year.
An F in art?
Not last year. An F in art. Yes.
I didn't know they give those out in art.
Yeah, how can you get an F in art?
And also, how do you do art virtually?
She's also a very good artist, which is...
She's a great artist.
Well, I can tell by the F.
It
sounds like she's fantastic.
No, it was... I think it was because those kids last year didn't go to school.
She missed some assignments. I guess she didn't turn in some assignments, so she got the F. But she's a very talented artist.
And she's a straight-A student. She just was slacking off. So I said, you know what? Taking your phone away, I'm getting you a flip phone. So I gave her a flip phone, and everyone at school was like, where did you get that? That is so cool.
And the burner phone.
A burner phone.
It was in our phone, like Jolie's
burner phone.
So you took away her
phone.
iPhone.
Her iPhone.
You gave her an old flip phone.
Right. I went to AT&T, and I bought her a burner phone, yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
And she hit that. She got her grades up. Right away.
Well, it gives her some street cred.
Yeah.
You know?
But all the kids were wondering, we're like, where did you get that?
Like a relic.
But that's the other thing. If she gets great grades, she'll get a better car. We told her that.
Yeah.
You know, but it's on her. She has to do the work.
Yeah.
And get
that makes
the
sense.
Grades, and then you know, and she gets the upgrade.
Right. And I want her to have a job, get a job, you know? And
at 16,
I mean, I worked at 15. I was,
yeah,
I was bagging groceries at Smitty's
but
in 120 degree heat, pushing carts. Okay,
but in the summer, or did you do it during the school year?
I did it during the school year.
You want her to work also during the school year?
Maybe
yes.
Just weekends,
part time.
Okay,
I did. I worked at Wet Seal in high school, and
oh,
I was a cheerleader.
Wet Seal,
yeah,
I love that store.
I worked. I mean, I worked.
Now you bought Drew a
BMW. 2016 BMW with
I would never
57,000 miles on it.
Yeah.
Okay, come at me.
No, I'm not coming at you because we had similar upbringings.
Yes.
So for me, I imagine because your parents bought you a brand new car. Like
no, they did not.
I thought they did.
I drived a Toyota Tercel.
Okay.
Drived.
Yeah. Drived.
Drive.
I'm also real smart. Got straight A's.
How'd you do in art? I mean, that's the only A I probably got was in art.
Not me.
Not you?
No. I was terrible at art.
Okay, so when does she get this car? When she's 16? Well, we came up with a solution.
Well, first of all, so we pay $140 for her to what do we do?
There was some online course.
So she has to take
training course.
A training course.
Driver's ed?
Driver's. It's like it's to get your permit, right?
Right, yeah.
But you have to do so many hours on this thing. So I don't know what I did. I got mad at her and because I'm like, I'm sick of driving her everywhere. I'm just like, and I guess when you turn 16, June 24th, every month that goes by, so she won't be able to get her permit until
it's 6 months.
I guess
months.
You have to have the,
in 6 months.
It's 6 months.
The instructional permit for 6 months before you can get your registered.
Oh, so she's not she's not working towards it.
She wasn't working.
She wasn't doing the work.
She wasn't doing the work. So I said, I'm taking away your phone again, right? Like, this is it. This is it. She did that course in 2 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah. She got it done right away.
Right away.
Wow. I mean, took the test, passed effective. It with flying colors.
Oh, she got 100%.
I think it was a 20 or 40 hour course. She did it in 2 hours. No, legit, she did. And passed.
And passed. I'm like, did you ever even read the material? She's like, no, I just guessed.
So now you recently, though, you've put a tracker on her phone.
Uh-huh, I did. Yes, I put a tracker on her phone. Yes.
I think that's smart. Yes. I would do that. Yeah. I will do that
the
for
Life 360.
With Monroe.
Yeah.
Do you have trackers on your kids? Phones?
Drew won't let me.
What?
Yeah, she won't let me put the...
What do you mean?
Is it Life 360?
Yeah, you can tell how fast they're going on. They
yeah,
can tell
you
how
need
how
that.
You can
well,
tell.
Wow. Yeah, she won't let me do it.
What do you mean? You're
what
the parent.
Mean? Well, you're
I,
the boss.
I understand.
You're the boss, applesauce.
I know. I understand. But she's real tough.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I mean, real tough. She's... It's.
But well, also, do you feel like you have to? Like, I feel like you guys have a good relationship where you can talk about it.
I agree. I think that there's another thing where you can track the phone on your phone.
Find my phone.
Right, exactly. And she's like, if anything happens, you can find me that way. It's an invasion of privacy.
Oh,
I'm not.
She's so manipulative.
No, it's, yeah. 18.
I wonder what she's doing.
Yeah.
That she doesn't want you to know where she is.
Oh, mm-hmm. I'm on it.
Like, yeah.
Well, my daughter, I have her full time. And if she like misbehaves or doesn't pay attention, you know, I'm like, you're going to your dad's. It's like,
didn't she
jail.
Recently have to go for a week?
She did. Yeah. She went for a week last week because we were out of town. But I was mad at her because I have one of my girlfriends is going through divorce, so she's staying at my house until she gets on her feet. So I have like a live-in babysitter there, and I got mad and I said, you're going to your dad's.
And so, she was like, no.
She was like, I hate it.
And why? Because of the girlfriend?
The girlfriend. And she's got three. She's got three kids.
The girlfriend does?
Yes. The girlfriend that lives in.
But does do the kids?
And Jilly hates her.
They're
the kids
week
live?
On, week off.
Yeah, 1 week on, 1 week off.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is your punishment now. So you take her phone away or you send her to her dad's.
Oh, yeah.
And then does she come back straightened up?
Oh, yeah.
She big appreciates time. What she has.
Oh, my God.
When can I come home, Mommy?
I know.
When can I come
she
home?
She says, I love you. I love you, Mom.
Aww.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's a good kid.
She's a good kid. She's a really good kid.
So let me ask you this, Rick. I was talking to a friend yesterday, Liat. Liat said to me, because I've been having some relationship issues, can't seem to, you know, maintain one, basically.
Yeah. And I'm an expert, so go ahead.
Yeah. So she said, do you ever worry that people, that guys are attracted to you for the wrong reasons? I'm like, what do you mean? Like, you know, money or fame or whatever. I don't give a fuck. I don't care why they call. I don't care.
Yeah.
Do we care? And I said to her, I'm like, okay, do you really think that I would be dating hot guys if I was broke working at a library?
Yeah, you're so hot and skinny.
Thank you, Shade. That's a little quicker than this morning, because this morning when we were driving, I said, God, I look tired. And then he didn't say anything. And I'm like, Shane, and then what did you?
Oh my God, you look great. Did you just go to the spa? Like, you're glowing.
I'll give you skinny.
You oh, thank you. That's all you're giving me.
He said hot and skinny. I'll give
just
you
skinny.
Oh, thanks, Rick.
Just skinny.
Thanks, Rick. But then it reminded me of that Shauna Ray. Do you know who the Shauna Ray? Are you guys familiar with her?
No.
She has a show on TLC.
Yeah.
She's a dwarf, and she's like 21 or 22,
she's 22
years old.
22 in the body of an 8-year-old girl.
That's right.
Basically what happened is she ended up getting chemo at a young age and affected her pituitary glands. Mm-hmm. And then what happened is, do you have more than one pituitary gland, or is it just one? Is it one or two? Or three? I don't know.
Isn't that
I'm
in
not
your brain?
In science today.
I think you have one. I thought you had one.
That's why I wasn't sure if I should say gland or glands. Anyway, she looks like she's 8.
Okay. She's cute.
She's
but
real
she
cute.
But she can drink. She can.
She's
you know.
Fuck.
She is drives. She smoking right there?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
She's a partier. But here's the thing. She complains a lot because the guys that are into her are like, they have a fetish or they're predators or whatever. Who cares? Like,
how
you know what I mean?
She?
Take it. Take
she's
it when you
getting
can get
dick.
It. Yeah.
She's 22.
Was there a question in there somewhere?
I don't know.
To answer? I've been on the edge of my seat for the last five
how
minutes.
Old is she? How old is she?
22.
22. Oh. But she looks like she's 8, and she vapes, and she drinks, and hot guys hit on her because they have fetishes. And
she has a TV.
I guess what I'm relating to is you have a string of, you know, hot women. You've dated a lot of hot women,
I
right?
Have. Yeah.
So...
But
do you really?
This is the hottest.
Understood.
One, right?
Understood. Yeah, but do you ever like? Did you ever think, oh, because I'm on TV
of
or
course.
I make X amount of money? But you don't care.
They didn't. They wouldn't be with me if I wasn't. Look at me. I mean, seriously.
I think the only hot one that you dated was Stacey Dash.
She's hot.
Yeah.
Oh, you dated Stacey.
Mm-hmm.
For a brief time.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay.
He banged her.
Okay. All right.
Okay, maybe that's time to take a break.
Maybe.
All right, we'll take a quick break. Walmart Plus is the membership that saves you time and money on the stuff you'd expect, plus the stuff you don't, like gas. Save on gas while you drive the kids to soccer practice, plus visit your in-laws, plus venture into the wilderness, plus wherever else you want to go. Plus, take some guilt-free time on the couch because Walmart Plus also saves you time and money with free delivery. It's perfect for ordering new remote batteries, plus more coffee when somebody finishes it without telling you, plus snacks for your movie night. Plus, save on the actual movies with a Paramount Plus subscription. Stream Top Gun, Maverick, plus Mean Girls, plus Jack Reacher, plus so much more. Because savings is what the whole Walmart Plus membership is all about. Members save on gas, plus free delivery, plus Paramount Plus, plus so much more. Start a free 30-day trial at www.walmartplus.com. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions. $35 order minimum, Paramount Plus Essential plan only, separate registration required.
They say plants like music. Yeah, no, like really, they respond to the vibrations of it, which means that this playlist you're listening to, the plants are too. You know what else plants like? Organic soil from Miracle-Gro. It's made with all the best stuff like wood fiber and compost. Plus, it's OMRI certified organic, which officially means it's made with superior ingredients. And when you give your plants the stuff that makes them happy, they won't judge you on your iffy playlist.
Hear that, plants?
So go ahead and give them Miracle-Gro.
The legend of Cayman Jack is just around the corner. With blue agave nectar, real lime juice, and cane sugar. Discover legendary tastes with America's number one margarita. Premium flavored malt beverage. Please drink responsibly. All registered trademarks used under license by American Vintage Beverage Company, Chicago, Illinois.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
We are back with Kelly Dodd, Rick Leventhal, Megan Weaver, and Shane Douglas. We're off Monday, right? Why?
President's Day.
Oh, another fucking holiday that you guys don't want to work and won't come in.
A lot of people aren't working on Monday, Jeff.
Yeah, and there's no school.
By the way, you are working, Shane.
I know.
So Tuesday, Megan, you and Stuart O'Keefe will be here.
Oh, I love him.
Get it, line.
Just to pick up just real quick that Shauna Rae thing. I know so many, and I'm sure you do too, gorgeous, successful, smart, single women that should not be single.
Yes, I know all my friends.
And then you've got Shauna Rae, who's got all this dick, all these guys into her, and she's fucking complaining.
She's a spinner.
I mean, just be happy. Just be happy you got all these guys that want to go out with you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Don't question it. Who cares?
Right.
You've got all these gorgeous women that are looking for somebody, and Shauna's got people lined up out the door. So what that they're predators?
You're obsessed with this chick.
I really am.
Yeah.
We've done like three stories.
Yeah.
Get her on.
What is it with me and Shauna Rae?
Maybe there's something you see in her. Maybe it's a bit of a mirror for you.
You also love Sassy Cassie.
I do. Have you seen Sassy Cassie?
You love a person.
She's the world's smallest stripper. I'm obsessed with her. I try to hire her. I want to hire her for a party.
She's the world's smallest stripper.
You have to see it. She should see her pole dance. It's unbelievable.
Really?
I saw a picture of her on Instagram.
Yeah.
Her boyfriend's like 6'5". Yeah.
Yeah. And he's young. He's 19 and she's like 32.
Go get it. Yeah.
Go get some.
Anyway. Okay. So I do want to mention OC Housewives. We don't have to talk about it forever, but how are you watching it?
Yes. And I have a podcast on it.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. I'm recapping. And everyone's like, oh, you're thirsty. But you know what? Amy Phillips.
Oh, we love her.
Yeah.
She's the best host on Radio Andy.
She was never on a show. Like, why is she allowed to do recaps and I'm not? Like, I was on it for 5 years. I know them personally. Like, and I do it for New Jersey because I know all those girls too personally.
She's
so,
literally the I don't know favorite why people are... radio. She's like the most favorite radio host.
She's so pretty.
Oh, she's gorgeous.
She's so talented.
Yeah. So talented.
She's hilarious.
I mean, kind of the best host I've ever heard.
She's not offensive.
No.
She's
all inclusive.
Anyway, okay. Anyway,
back to our show.
Oh, we have to promote those shirts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jeff Lewis
merchandise. Merch? Jeff Lewis merch?
Yeah.
Okay, so we sold a bunch of t-shirts before.
Okay, so honey,
it was kind of a joke, but we sold them all out.
Shane showed me a t-shirt last night, and it said all-inclusive, honey.
All-inclusive, honey.
I'm just wondering.
You get no residuals.
That's what I'm wondering.
No.
I need to hire a lawyer.
Shout-out Shane check.
Right.
Okay, now, I promise you, I think the quality of the shirts this time...
All-inclusive, honey.
...is a little better. I know that a lot of your shirts smell like smoke, but the new ones don't smell like smoke. Now, however...
Said don't smoke around the shirts now.
Right. However... They still do arrive very, like...
They might be crumpled.
Crumpled in, like, a bag.
Don't
because it's cheaper to ship it that way.
It's no tissue paper.
So you're probably going to have to iron it once you get it, but it doesn't smell like smoke.
Steam it.
We have that. We have it on page.
We have a website.
You have merch?
Yeah, Rick and Kelly.
RickKellyUnmasked.com.
We sell merch.
We have all-inclusive, honey. We have shout-out Shane. We have Jeff Lewis Live, available at jefflewismerch.com.
And then Michael,
we have Michael's Dance Academy now.
It's the greatest hits.
And we also have more sizes now, because I don't think we had many sizes before.
We're more inclusive, honey.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Much more inclusive this time around. Okay. Tell me about OC. Now, what do you think about it on the whole?
I talk to Tamara and Vicky all the time, and I just feel like there isn't real friendships there.
Yeah.
It's all forced. And you see it, you know? It's just, there's no real friendships except Emily and Gina. That's it.
Well, on one hand, I'm glad they brought Dubrow back because it's somebody to hate. And it's, you know, I feel like they needed a villain. Mm-hmm. But here's the problem. The only person that ever confronts the villainess is Noella.
I know, and she's annoying.
Who also sucks.
The worst.
She's real pretty to look at, though.
She's gorgeous.
Yeah.
Drop dead.
I mean, I find myself saying like 25 times to myself, she's so pretty.
Oh, I do,
she's
too.
She's so pretty.
Don't I say that?
Yeah, you do.
She seems a little crazy, little bit.
A little.
A little bit.
A lot.
Do you realize
like Bronwyn. She's exactly like Bronwyn.
Broken.
It's so irritating. And it's just like stuff for the story, you know, storyline. I mean, she calls me all the time, tries to get advice. She's a nice person. I just think she's just fake. Mm-hmm. And it makes me upset because, you know, I want people to like her and, you know, because she's going after Heather. But, you know, it's like Emily, you know, when she was writing me on, she was like, I can't believe Heather Dubrow talks about the producers like this. Like she told them to shut down the cameras. I have it on
Wait, this season she did?
Uh-huh. I have it on text messages, Emily. And I'm like,
she used to do that in the past.
And why isn't Emily going after Heather? Why isn't Emily saying, hey, why are you treating the producers like this? Why are you telling everybody to cameras down, lights off, like telling them, she's directing. She was
she's always in control.
Emily,
huh?
And Emily, mm-hmm. And Emily's like, I didn't know we were allowed to do that. And she was talking.
Right.
I have it on text message. And I'm like, if she just would have said exactly how she feels, it would have been so much better show.
More authentic.
More authentic.
Well, it's.
But it's like Emily tries to stay safe. She thinks that, you know, her bread is buttered being friends with Heather. And, you know, she should really say.
Well, they kind of like positioned it like the Heather Dubrow show.
Oh, they did.
Yeah, they did.
Which I think is a mistake because now none of these women will confront her except for Noella.
Right.
Would you realize that three of the last 4 weeks are the three lowest rated shows in the history of that franchise?
Well, that's based on live ratings, right? You and I talked a little bit about this because you don't know like the Live Plus 3 or Live Plus 7. I know that's...
But they never released those
because most people...
And if you're starting from the lowest ever, even if you add in later views, I would guarantee that...
People might be leaving... Bravo anyway, just because of all the other streaming services and all the other
like Amazon,
options
IMDb.
I think people are just other things to watch.
I mean, I know my fans, you know, over a million, they're upset that Bravo, you know, brought in, you know, political stuff. They want to watch entertainment. They don't want to watch anything political.
Escape. They want to,
you know,
escape.
And
yeah.
You know, when you start going political like that, you know, I made a mistake. Of saying my
being honest,
you know, because it really did hurt me in the end. And when you go political, you're losing half the your fan base. So,
right.
You know, that's what happens. But I mean, a lot of people are like, I don't want to watch that. You know, I don't want to turn into Bravo anymore.
I was
There's
shocked.
A huge, you know, that silent majority.
And people are upset. the way that you were let go and the reasons why you were let go.
Right. And they also have the haters, the cancel culture. I mean, like, look at your Instagram, for instance, you know. It's like
there are a lot of throw-up emojis in your comments.
You're polarizing.
Yeah. That's polarizing. Good. That's a good thing.
I don't know if it's a good thing or not. I mean, I have my diehard fans, and then I have the haters like this. But, you know, it's like, it must take a lot of energy to put hate on something. Like, it must, I mean, it takes so much energy and negativity towards your way to just, like, bash on people.
Take the time to
take the
Instagram,
time.
Yeah.
Or just, you mean just Twitter. They're just trolls on there. Like, just, I just keep all of them on there because it's so pathetic and so ridiculous.
I don't block anybody.
I don't block anybody either. Mm-mm. And it's, go ahead, put all you want on there. But you know what? In reality, it really just hurts you. Like, it tells you what kind of person you are.
Now, what do you think about, because I was shocked to hear that Bravo wants to do or is going to do a spinoff with the DeBros. I mean, do you think that would be interesting?
Well, first of all, she's not a therapist. And, I mean, she's so irritating. I don't know. I can't stand her.
We were reading the comments on one of the Instagram
Bravo
posts,
Housewives.
Bravo Housewives, about that show. And the comments.
There was 4,000.
No, hard pass. I'd rather be boiled alive. You know, it's just one after.
I'm sure that's not my Instagram from today.
Yeah, no, I don't know who's worse. Is it Heather? But we don't have a spinoff. Yeah. Well, actually, we are getting a spinoff on. We have a production company wanting to do a show with us. We have lawyers writing up the paperwork.
We're working on an agreement for a home remodel show, because we're remodeling a house in the desert.
Right.
And Kelly has amazing taste, and I have some construction experience, and we're
flipping houses now.
Yeah. Well, we're not going to flip this house, though. But we're going to do
your
Hamptons.
But you'd sell
house.
It if you got a good number, right?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I mean, we talked about it.
We're doing a pickleball court.
A pickleball court in our backyard.
I love it.
That's hot.
What's
have you guys
pickleball?
Played pickleball?
No.
Oh, my God.
Oh, it's the best. It's so much
it's
fun.
Is it like tennis? Is that what it is?
It's like a short
court. It's a miniature tennis.
And with like a wiffle ball.
Jeff, you can't do it with your back. It's you'll injure yourself.
It's really,
thanks
really
a lot.
And, you know what? We even trademarked.
Good thing you're so hot and young.
We even trademarked our name called Pickleball Party Time.
Okay. Pickleball Party Time.
When will the house be finished for Pickleball Party Time?
Well, guess how much it is to build a court.
How much?
Guess.
$50,000.
$32,000
to build a pickleball.
And are you putting lights up? Because that's probably more money, right?
Yep.
Well, we talked about it. I'm not sure yet about if we're going to put up lights. That's
we
where
have
you
to get that by the
I
city.
I want to play
you
it at
permit.
Night.
You need a permit.
I want the party time at night.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
But we're expanding the pool, and we're completely gut renovating the house, and we're probably going to add a casita and a garage. But
I love a casita. Love
it. It's two blocks from El Paseo in Palm Desert. It's a
nice.
Perfect
right
location.
Two blocks away from Mastro's.
Oh.
And yeah. Tamara wants to buy a house out there, so we're
love
like,
love those Mastro martinis.
Oh, my God. A filet with
do
some
right
Bernays
now.
Sauce.
Yeah. Mm. It probably would help my hangover.
Yeah.
Don't you love
hair
that? We
dog.
Talk about it, how they leave the shake. You drink martinis, right? No?
I do.
They leave the whole shaker there.
Oh, I love it. You don't? I got it.
Yeah.
It's like a drink and a half.
A while.
Let's
yeah.
go now.
Let's
fuck
go
this.
Now.
Okay.
How long
let's
would it take us to
here.
Get there?
Just play the music.
Let's wrap this shit up.
Can we do that news story about the...
No, I don't. Here's the problem. Can I tell you the problem? The problem
so
is...
So the answer is just no? You're not going to do it?
Well, the answer is... I left the house without my glasses, and I'm borrowing yours, but here. they're like 1%, and I need like 3%. But what story do you want
to
tell?
Try to read it.
Okay. Yeah.
Try to read it.
Which one? I don't even know if
why don't you have Rick do it?
The Florida woman accused.
Okay, so this woman allegedly used coronavirus relief funds from the PPP.
Yeah. Is it
To hire-
PPE?
PPP.
PPP.
PPP, honey. To hire a hitman- accused of killing a TSA officer outside of Miami. So
can we put a picture of her?
She used her PPP money to hire,
to hire
a
hitman.
Oh my god!
I know that part. Keep going.
It was a love triangle, right?
$15,000.
She's like reading it.
Why did she want to put a hit on this person?
I think it was a love triangle.
Okay,
it was
her boyfriend started. He was having an affair with a TSA agent, right?
Right.
Is that what happened?
Do you know what TSA stands for?
Yep.
What?
1,000 standing around.
But if you look, I mean,
you're getting a cavity search next time we go to the airport.
But why is she going to?
I love a cavity search.
So she's going to kill the. She did kill the girlfriend, right?
Yeah.
The girlfriend got killed.
Hit by the hitman.
Wow.
Well, at least she employed two people with the money. Right? So kind of technically.
It is PPP.
How did she get caught?
OPP?
Rick, don't ask me.
There could be a good argument to not paying that back. Right? 15 grand.
Oh, there she is.
Let's see.
But she put the hit on her on the mistress, not the boyfriend.
Right.
Mistress.
It's yeah, you're right. It's not her fault. She was just dating this guy. She probably didn't even know about the other girl.
Right. More likely. You're right. You can't steal a man. They leave willingly. That's what I've learned.
Tell me about it.
Last Saturday.
Check his phone.
Now, what about this woman? I'm a proud virgin. Can we show a picture of her, too? So basically, she's
never had sex, but she got pregnant.
She's 38 years old. Virgin.
38. She had a baby in February 2019 after spending more than 21 grand on fertility treatments. She's never had sex, and she's very proud of being one of the virgin moms in the world. Her kid's cute.
I like her glasses.
Do you really?
I see why she's never had sex.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just not going to comment on this.
You probably shouldn't.
I mean, what is she? So when your kid one day asks about sex, I mean, you're not going to ask mom.
Like, I don't know.
Ask Uncle Doug.
Oh, my God.
Don't ask him. You shouldn't ask Uncle Doug.
Ask Aunt Megan.
Aunt Megan's a better source.
How did you guys meet, by the way?
Kelly came to a party at my house in West Hampton, a summer party, with Ramona Singer from the Real Housewives of New York.
Yeah.
Because Ramona, the night before my party, hooked up with my buddy Ron Duguay, who played for the New York Rangers.
And he's dating Sarah Palin now.
Allegedly. He's dating Sarah Palin. So Ron Duguay is coming to my party the next day. He hooks up with Ramona. Kelly's staying at Ramona's house. And the next morning, Ron's leaving to come to my party. And Ramona's like, where are you going? He goes, oh, this Fox News guy, Rick Leventhal. I'm going to his house. And Ramona's like, come on, Kelly, let's go. Because she wanted to spend more time with Ron Duguay. Mm-hmm. So
did they have sex the night before?
Yes.
Yeah.
Apparently. I don't know.
Allegedly.
Yeah,
I wasn't there.
They did.
So Ron comes over, and the next thing I know, here comes Ramona with Kelly. And I see her walking onto my lawn, and I'm like, oh, my God. Hi. And this is my house. Who are you? And let's go get a drink. And, you know, we started talking and hit it off right away. And I talked to her for 15 minutes, and then she was leaving because she had all these other real, like, great parties at like, people's, like, nice houses in East Hampton and Montauk, wherever. So she's leaving, and she gave me a little kiss on the lips, goodbye. And then I kept walking her across the lawn, and I got a second kiss. And I was like,
No tongue, though.
No tongue. a peck, but it was enough. And we followed each other on Instagram, and then I started DMing her, and then I got her phone number, and then we started FaceTiming, and our first date was in London.
Yeah.
I flew to London because she was on a trip.
Yeah.
Now, you had told me previously that you had dated a lot of guys with small dicks.
Yes, I have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that was a concern.
That was a concern because he's flying out to London and I wasn't going to waste any time. Okay. I was like, if he has a small one, I'm out. Like, does he have to get his, does he need to get his own room? I'm like, I'm not going to, like.
I didn't know we were going to talk about this on the radio.
Not doing that again.
Sorry.
But when I walked into the hotel room, it was Friday night. It was like 8 o'clock and we were going to dinner. And she was in a robe or a towel. I think a robe.
Oh my God! You don't have to.
You don't have to.
So you were
tell
ready.
Us more.
You were ready.
Tell
you were
us
ready.
More.
Put it this way: she got what she needed to know very quickly.
Wow.
And then what does PhD stand for again?
Pretty huge dick. Or Papa has dough.
Now, these kind of gems you'll find on Rick Kelly Unmashed on Patreon.com.
So I worked at a car dealership, right? Like from the time I was like, I don't know, like six, like 17 to like 21. And all the kids work at their dad's car dealership. So it was like Papa has dealership. So that's how it.
PhD.
Yeah. And then pretty huge dick.
There was an evolution of PhD.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm glad that worked out for you guys. Now, you've been married for 2 years?
A year and a half.
A year and a half. Together for how long?
Two and a half.
And then you have kids, correct?
I do. Two grown daughters, 25 and 30.
And is that a good relationship? Do you have
no.
a good,
Oh, no, with the daughter, Shoshana, I do.
Yeah.
Shoshana, she comes and visits, but Veronica, no, absolutely not.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
Yeah. No.
We'll work it out eventually.
Okay.
She should say sorry. Okay. Move on.
Sorry. Sorry for what?
Just going on, just talking about us publicly. She shouldn't do that. I mean, she keeps doing it and doing it and doing it. And he's done everything for her and he's paid for her college at NYU. And she was like, it's not.
So she's not showing you respect.
Right.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's very woke. She's like extremely.
So are we here, yeah. Jeff Lewis.
Right,
yeah.
we can tell from all the throw up emojis on your Instagram because we're sitting here in your studio and no one seems to want to hear us talk.
But Jolie, you have a nice relationship with her. In fact,
yeah.
Which is sweet. Like you drive her to school sometimes, and you were telling me last night. I don't know if you remember this, but
okay,
but it was really sweet because you were saying that, you know, look, like sometimes you ever feel like you know, if you have something to talk about and you can't talk to your mom or your dad, I'm always here for you. And I think that's really sweet. And I think it sounds like you guys have a nice relationship.
We do. And I want her to be comfortable and I want her to know that she has, you know, an ally, an advocate, someone who she can talk to. And she does know that.
She says that Rick's like her therapist.
Mm-hmm.
Well, his parents are doctors in psychology, so you talk like
that. I have that background.
Yeah.
But I'm also her pool coach, you know, because we have a pool table in our house, and she's actually gotten pretty good.
Yeah. I want her to be like a pool shark in college and rake up some money.
When her guy friends come over and she'll be like, Rick, you know, give him a lesson or whatever. She's like, he's like a professional, you know, like he's like a professional.
Well, yeah, but you probably just picked it up by osmosis, really.
Well, like, he has patches, APA.
I played in a pool league in New York City for 10 years. I've been playing pool since I was a
little
kid.
I always talk about the therapy. Yeah.
Oh,
let's talk about the therapy.
Oh, yeah.
What else was again? Something else was
That's
on my mind.
That's crazy
that
my
Jolie
daughter
thing.
And you went to the same high school.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Yeah. And, you know, it was funny because... Oh, the reason why Jolie got in trouble, she went to her dad's because she was supposed to wear a collared shirt and she didn't. And she got it written up. And then the next day she wears a J. Sarah, which is
the rival high school,
which Heather DeBro's kids go to. And so when I took Jolie, because she went to Catholic school from kindergarten to eighth at OLQA, Natural Feeder Schools, or Mater Dei or J. Sarah. Mm-hmm. And when I took her on the tour, everyone was like, Heather DeBro's kids go here. And I'm like, okay, you're going to Mater Dei.
Don't need any run-ins.
Okay,
don't need any run-ins.
You were explaining to me, because you and I were talking about like co-parenting challenges last night.
Right.
Before we got too drunk. And you were showing me some texts that you had sent to Michael and to the...
Girlfriend.
To the girlfriend.
I told her I was going to kick her ass.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some of those texts were kind of crazy. Now, Rick, do you ever try to intervene?
Yes.
Yes.
But
she gets to those texts before you can. She presses send before you can get there, it looks like.
For sure, she does. And once she gets on a roll, watch out, because it's like a stream of consciousness. Like, F you, you suck, like, you know, fat.
Well, first of all.
Like, on and on. And I'm not saying that the person at the other end of that doesn't deserve it.
Right.
In many cases,
first of all, don't have my daughter on an electric bike at my house at 7 o'clock at night when it's dark. That's how kids get killed. And, you know.
You were out of town.
I was out of town. And that's when I, you know, punished her.
Tracked her.
I tracked her.
And you were like, what is she doing at the house?
I told her not to come back to the house. She takes our electric. We have like five electric bikes and they're like motorcycles. Like I have stitches and she doesn't wear a helmet. And
I said, where's Jolie right now? And she looked on her phone and Jolie was on Bayside, like, you know, miles from our house. And so she called her and Jolie answered and she was on the bike without a helmet.
But the point is, I saw all the texts.
Yes,
right.
I did, yes.
And you do fight dirty.
I do.
But I also get that you are sensitive, you're emotional. And then your immediate reaction is to kind of fight.
Yes.
I'm wondering if it helps to write the texts, but then not send them, and then send another one that maybe could be more helpful or productive, or because those words,
there's no helpful and productiveness with those people.
Okay.
Like, okay, like they he's always trying to shake me down for, I mean, I don't get child support. I don't ask him. I don't get spousal maintenance. I don't, just pay for your kid. Just pay for your kid.
Okay, you're so man. You're angry. You're angry.
Yeah, it's just he's okay. He comes after Rick, says, oh, he's gonzo, sends picture. Like he, and she does too. And I'm just now, you know, I've tried to have a relationship with the girlfriend.
Yeah.
And she just is an awful person to me. I mean, I try to be nice to her, right? Yes.
And I do encourage Kelly to pull back sometimes.
Yeah.
I don't want you to go too far. And, you know, and...
Well, she told my daughter to get the F out of her house, which is not even her house.
Mm.
So right then and there, that's when things started...
Got it. Got
started
it.
Started going
okay.
bad. Because okay. she told my daughter to get the F out of her dad's house.
I see.
And Michael didn't stick up for his daughter. And that's why I don't have her going over there anymore.
Got it.
That's why.
Got it. Okay.
Except for punishment.
Right. That's punishment. It's
except
punishment.
When absolutely necessary.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
All right. We're going to take calls. Next Tuesday, Chef Stuart O'Keefe, Megan Weaver will be here. Wednesday, Elisa Donovan and Doug Buden. Thursday, Brandi Howard and Julie Goldman. And Friday, Emily and Shane Simpson. Do you like them?
That'll be fun.
I do like. I mean, I think Shane is hysterical.
Yeah.
He's a funny guy.
He is so
I don't think
funny.
A lot of people get him
no.
or get his humor.
No, he's
so. It's very dry.
He's so funny.
Yeah.
Can we take Shaney? Is it Louisiana or Los Angeles? Okay, Los Angeles. Hi, Shaney.
Shaney.
Hi, Jeff. Shout out, Shane. This is Shaney.
Shout out, Shaney. Hey.
Hey, girl. So listen, Kelly, I just want to tell you, I really miss you so much on the OC. You have no idea.
Oh,
it is so boring. And I would love for you to go at Heather, and it would just be amazing if you got back on and Heather was there. I would love it. And
I agree.
I'm so glad you found Rick. Rick, you're so funny.
Thank
and
you.
I just love you two together, and I'm just so happy that you found somebody that just completes you.
That's
and
so sweet.
You
she
must
really
be
does.
Really, really happy with your life, because you sound like a very positive person, and
yeah,
I really appreciate
does.
It. Thank
she
you.
Also, can Shaney. We promote your podcast
oh, yeah.
on Patreon?
Oh, yeah. So patreon.com. It's Rick and Kelly Unmasked. It's subscription-based, so it's going to cost you at least $5 a month, but we've got 26 shows in the can. We do fresh ones every week.
Yeah.
And it's a lot of fun. It's uncensored like this. It's wide open. We do videos on there. It's like a TV show, and it's me and Kelly having fun.
And it's and fun. I get all you know. I get doctors on there.
We get a lot of positive feedback from our patrons, and then we have two shows on YouTube. Rick and Kelly Unmasked. We have a YouTube channel, and we're recapping RHOC and the New Jersey Housewives every week. And
Rick's
stuff.
Doing a book. Rick's writing
well, lots going
nice.
On here.
Yeah.
Now,
busy.
I do want to thank Joseph in Palm Springs. He is a longtime listener. He sent me housewarming flowers, and didn't he send you guys flowers too?
Yeah, it was so generous.
And then like these
beautiful.
Amazing pastries on the day that I couldn't eat them though because of the photo shoot, but they looked incredible.
I ate them and they were delicious.
But I
want to
thank
Joseph.
Him. Do I have time for any more calls?
No.
No,
one
call. See how rude she is?
Nope.
Can we do
no
another
time.
Hour?
You don't have time.
Okay, fine. She doesn't want to screen him. Is basically what I'm
saying.
No, take one. I'll take it.
There's one minute left.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
All right, whatever.
There's the music.
Oh. Okay, it doesn't matter.
Face the music.
Add more time.
Sorry. Oh, my God.
Kelly Dodd, Rick Leventhal,
call.
Thank you
caller.
So much for being here. Have a great weekend, everybody. We're back. We're off on Monday for another bullshit
Happy
holiday.
Happy President's Day, everyone.
And then Tuesday, we'll be back with a whole new show.
Nice.
Have a good weekend.
Bye.
The legend of Cayman Jack is just around the corner. Mixed with blue agave nectar, real lime juice, and cane sugar for the perfect balance of sweet, salty, and sour every time. Discover legendary taste with Cayman Jack, America's #1 margarita. Premium flavored malt beverage. Please drink responsibly. All registered trademarks used under license by American Vintage Beverage Company, Chicago, Illinois.
On this episode of Plant Killers, we'll explore one nation's most notorious fruit and vegetable killer, bad dirt. What makes bad dirt so bad? The answer? The ingredients. But fear not, true crime enthusiasts. This story has a happy ending. New Miracle-Gro Organic Raised Bed and Garden Soil. It's made with quality organic ingredients from upcycled green waste like compost and aged bark. Unlike the other guys who can't say the same. Looks like bad dirt's murdering days are over, thanks to Miracle-Gro. Join us next time on Plant Killers.